first, I'd like to hear what your opinion is of the response that you've seen to the monitor's strategic move over the last week or so.
Well, the response has been pretty good. I mean, we don't expect everyone to see it exactly as we see it, of course, because it's a, you know, it's a free world of many different inquiring minds. I would say that I know that the response we've gotten on our customer call lines and our emails has been running overwhelmingly positive. I think we've only gotten something like 10 to 15% negative, which, you know, in the world of strategic repositioning, I think is probably pretty good. And I think that's because we've been pretty open about what we're doing. You know, we just want to, we've opened up our books. We've shown people, you know, what our page views are, what our financial situation is, what our strategy is. And that's been our approach. And whether it, you know, there are always going to be people who have a strong point of view, whether it's based on tradition or whether it's based on feeling that there's a different model. And that's great. Love to hear it all. So, you know, it's been pretty good.
As you move forward, what metrics are you going to be looking at to decide whether this initiative is working for you?
When you're working on a core site in particular, you have to look at all metrics, which, you know, clearly we value, and I think everybody in the world of news internet operations values unique visitors, and the growth of unique visitors over time is what we really want. But clearly, we, you know, the operational metric is page views, and while, you know, there are plenty of people who would like to see that sunsetted, it's definitely the coin of the realm still. So page views are really what, on a day-to-day basis, we care about. What we have to do is move our page view number up, you know, progressively and consistently, but we have to do it without selling our souls. And, you know, and I know that there's an easy way to move page views, celebrity photo galleries or
exactly.
Cute puppies. And then there's the harder way, which is doing what we do that's at the core of our mission and making it appealing to people by doing it well and fast. So that's our plan. So I'd say page views, time on site clearly is very important because you have to get people to penetrate below your entry page. So those are the three that I would consider the most important. And I'd probably say that, so I'd say day-to-day page views, longer-term unique visitors, and penetration of site and time on site are definitely part of it.
As you work with the financial side of the house, the value of a print subscriber and an online visitor are drastically different. How are you budgeting for this move to where most of your revenue will have to come from the online side?
We're slightly unique because our print subscribers are more valuable. I mean, clearly when people put down money to look at your product, your publication, they're making a commitment to you, and you can also recognize that they're sort of going to stay with you too. We still have a print product. We're going to move to a weekly, and it's going to be at a lower price point. And, you know, I think our budgeting is going to mean that our revenue decreases, our subscription revenue immediately decreases because of the move to a weekly. Our costs decrease, of course. And our, but we think that we'll be able to move our circulation numbers progressively forward because of the lower cost and actually because of the lower frequency. We're not going to be printing as many issues, but by creating a weekly, it may be a more appealing product to say give as a gift or to take on a trial basis because it's not going to just inundate you with paper, you know, and we're moving definitely out of the paper era.
When you're looking at generating revenue online, the value of an online subscriber, online visitor being so low, assuming that your growth is going to come online, for your purposes, I'm thinking, John, for your department budget and figuring out how you're going to, you know, get to break even for the monitor. How are you calculating the value of an online subscriber or an online visitor?
Well, we monetize the page views, and by growing page views, we grow the advertising revenue that we bring in from online. But of course, to run our editorial budget, which in this current fiscal year is about $10.5 million, we need to have a combination of revenue sources. So currently we have print revenue from subscriptions, print revenue from ads, not very great, online revenue, which is growing, and some syndication sales. Online revenue growth is what we need, and even at a low CPM remnant ad in that kind of model, if we can grow the number over, say, a five-year period, which is what we're targeting, to from our current page view number, which is was during the summer roughly around 5 million page views a month, if we can kind of quintuple that over 5 years, which is our plan, and which is an aggressive plan, but we think it's doable, then that will bring in sufficient advertising revenue from the web with the mix of other pieces to sustain us. So we vetted this very carefully, and we have a very good advertising guy who is connected to Burst Media, which is one of the big remnant ad companies. And we decided to go with a very conservative model, figuring that all we need to do is reach sustainability, and everything above that, of course, is profit, and we could plow that back into the business. So, you know, I hope I'm answering. I definitely will answer candidly any question. I hope I'm answering the question you asked.
No, I think the 5 million, the quintupling traffic, and seeing that as sort of your break-even point or your sustainability point is what I was looking for. I mean, is that what you're saying, basically?
It is what I'm saying. And, you know, I mean, another point to make is that what we're doing, we're obviously moving out as a business that's a little bit more we're taking a fairly bold move in the world of traditional media companies. But we recognize that in the world of sort of, you know, the avant-garde of tech people, we're probably not on the cutting edge. Our task, and that's the task of the other mainstream media companies, but our task is to bring along the whole wagon train, which is to say, we want people who are early adopters, young people of, you know, clearly it's not even early adoption of the technology any longer, but we want those people to kind of be with us. But we definitely want to bring our older people too. And so I think you may have attended or watched the Future of Journalism conference last night, and I caught up with some of the tweets. You know, and I think that the whole point of that is that it's true. I mean, I think the critique is correct. We're not on the cutting edge of technology, and we're not on the cutting edge of creating the new business model. What we are, I hope, is on the cutting edge of bringing the mainstream along into this new world. And that, you know, there have been plenty of pioneers out in the new world of online media. By bringing the mainstream along, we hope then to bring a critical mass that this becomes a sort of a sustainable operation, because it's not just for the kind of the technologically savvy, but we sort of help everyone else along.
Well, one of the issues that came up last night is this issue of perfection versus good enough. And
yep.
You have to manage that with your staff right now. What expectations are you setting, and, you know, how are you managing them to possibly a different set of expectations for this more online world?
Well, that is the core conversation / debate within the newsroom right now. It's within every newsroom, but our newsroom in particular, because, you know, we've got this set of values that we care about. We're having that conversation. I think I've probably had it 3 or 4 times a week, and on an ad hoc basis, I have it almost every day. There is a different way of doing things online, and, you know, you do have to move faster, and you have to, and when something is published in print, it's not forever, but it's pretty close to forever. You know, it's imprinted on a page, and it's circulated, and it's hard to bring back that word to fix it. Online, if you've got the good up there, you can go back in and fix it. And so that's the cultural change that everybody's getting used to. So how do they get used to it? It's not enough just to talk about it. What we do is we're doing it. We're doing a lot more web-first journalism right now, even though we're still, for the next few months, while we make this transition, we're still in the old model. And in the process of doing the web-first journalism, I think there's a good feedback loop where people understand, this isn't that bad. I mean, if we've had somebody quickly look at it and missed a couple of things, we can go back in and fix it. So we're just trying to instill that culture. And, you know, it's a tightrope walk, because we've got to make sure that we don't go too far, as everybody on the panel noted. But I think we're making progress culturally within the newsroom.
So it sounds like you're sort of saying lead by example.
Not only lead by example, but just start doing it. And in the process of doing it, you learn, rather than sitting back having long conversations about what our core values are and where we're going, and kind of deliberating forever about it. We just want to start. We plunge in, and then we let the feedback loop help us.